What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Oh, yeah, it's What's Up, Lagos, 10:33 on the clock. And yes, in about an hour, we'll be out of here. It's Monday. We'll leave by 11:30. I know. Yeah, we feel sad about that, but hey, we're good. All right, so let's drop it again. We said this. You are working in a company. You are doing your best, getting to work on time, diligent, lovely staff. Then it got to a point. HR called you. Miss or Mr., we're really sorry to do this. The company is bleeding. We're in deep trouble. We need to let down the numbers. And your name was one name picked to leave the company. I mean, like, you know that they didn't sack you in malice. They just needed to let go. And many of you were let go. And you took it in your stride and you said, okay, pay me off and I'll leave. And you were expecting the alert. And after some time, you got ta-ding-ding. And you checked it was 4 months salary in error. And after some time, HR started calling you. What will you do?
What if HR doesn't even call you? They don't even realize that they've sent you this money.
No, let's not lead them. In court, there's something called leading question. They called you. HR called you and said, sorry, there was a mistake.
It's like we sent you 4 months.
Can you come to the office, please? We want to see you. There is an error. We sent you. Did you get your salary, your pay, your severance? Okay, but we made a mistake. Can you come to the... What will you do as a person that was just fired and you got 4 months instead of 1 month? What will you do? Sincerely, nobody... There's no right or wrong answer to this. Just tell us what you will do. And we, I swear, I will not judge you. I promise. All right? 0700-993-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. If you're a lady, 01465-7190.
The line is down for a second. Yeah.
Okay, you... All right, so we can all go...
Why are you so evil?
I'm not. I'm just thinking, hallelujah, that we have one line for everybody to call on... All right, so the line is down. 01465-7190 is down for now. To be up soon, but before that happens, I don't want the ladies to miss out on this. All right, 0700-993-993-993. Let's get to the phone lines. 1 minute you got, and please,
hello.
The key is what's up, Lagos? What's your name?
Stretch to life. Good morning.
Comrade Koboko.
Comrade Koboko, please go ahead. What will you do, comrade?
I want to use my life to appreciate you people. Telling me every topic, every day. May God bless you people.
Amen.
For this person, what I ask me, this person is very, very mysterious. A very, very technical and tactical. But my head is going high off the wood. If I don't get answer this question, I'll take Kolo. So I will listen and call back.
Okay, thank you. We don't want you to Kolo. Thank you,
Kolo. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Darren Damilare. I'm calling from Maryland.
All right, Damilare. Kilo must say.
If I'm the one, though,
yes.
I will return their money. Yes. I don't know if they put me on test. So I don't know. I'll go back and return their money.
Which kind of test?
I don't like to use someone that doesn't belong to me.
Yes. Mm. You will go back to the office and say, yes, take your TV, yes. Monsu.
Yes.
All right, Damilare. Thank you for calling us.
Hopefully, maybe they will give him back the money. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life. Good morning.
Stretch to life. Mm-hmm. My name is Utien. I've actually worked for a company before. As a freelancer. Freelancer means that you are not fixed there. You go wherever or whatever company you are to work that needs your service.
Okay.
There was a time they paid me $8 million into my account.
Yay!
And I returned it back.
You returned 8 million naira?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I'm asking.
I returned it back.
Wow.
And there was one time some of the guys that are in the finances, they called me again some time ago after that one.
Yeah.
That they wanted to intentionally pay extra cash into my account.
Okay.
So I will share it together. I told them, no, I'm not doing it.
What nonsense.
Before I knew, they did it. And paid it to my account because I had the account details of it last time.
Yeah.
I just paid it back. They were like, why did you do it? And I said, bros, that is your own business. Yes, sir. I'm not saying I'm a perfect person.
No, but you're a good person.
That's what they call, I talk of that movie the other time, Trading Places.
Yeah.
Sometimes maybe the situation will be different if I have a, that's my last hope. But yeah. I have trained myself over time not to think that's about somebody good. Else's money.
Lovely upbringing.
Great. Thank you very much
thank
for
you so
calling.
Much. So refreshing.
8 million naira back in one piece.
Yeah, he said, I like what he said. He said, not now, we're naira don't lazy.
Hi.
Naira was hardworking then. Wow.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio. Walk away from it.
Good morning. My name is Friday. I'm calling
you. No. Friday. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Give us the entrance.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Friday.
Hello, good morning.
I've got. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Please, when you call us, the entry is just say, what's up, Lagos?
Entrance fee.
And I'll follow you with it.
Is what's up, Lagos?
All right, do that.
0700-993-993-993-993. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Good morning. Life. Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Mark from Bagada.
Mark, go ahead. What will you do in that situation?
Yeah. I'm really enjoying your program.
Thank you, Mark.
My brother, if you video, I will not lie.
Yes.
Like the company I worked before, they mistakenly sent 80,000 naira to my account.
80,000?
Yes.
Okay.
I was thinking, it took me like 2 days before I'd make up my mind. I was just thinking, should I become a national attorney? 2 days. I was at home praying.
So what did you do?
I let her go and give them. Yeah. I thought the man would just forgive me better money there. He just gave me 500 to go.
Hey,
500 naira?
To go.
And I help you to pay your transport now. Uh-uh. What are you looking
for? Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling.
Two days. Use 2 days to pay. The worst thing is if the money came when you're very broke.
Hey. God.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
To life. Good morning.
How about we can lie in this Nigeria?
You serious?
How do you know?
Talk for yourself.
Now me and not be movie show no bio.
What be your name? What be your name?
Don't go. They don't pay my tithe for me.
What be your name?
Okay, tell us your name. You do like,
I
even say if you get mine, if you talk on.
If them burn you well.
Yeah, if them burn
if
you well.
If them burn you well. Yeah, and you don't want thunder.
He said he would disappear. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
My name is Tola.
Tola. Okay, Tola.
Yes, I'm calling you from Ikorodu.
Okay, Tola, all from right. IKD. Tola, what will you do in that situation?
I will talk to my lawyer first. Today we have a case.
Uh-huh.
If my lawyer says they are not going to have a case, the money is gone.
A case out. They sent money to you in error.
Oh God, they have accounts. They have information now. And everything that the money came to your account. And you know that a lawyer, if the company takes a lawyer, they will subpoena your accounts. And that subpoena means that they have access to your account information. That means that they will know that the money came to your accounts. That you don't have a case.
Yes. So if I can go to jail because of it, I will return it. But if I will not go to jail, then I will not return it.
These lies, my balance. Hey, Tala. I have not come here. You think that you can confuse us with curtains? Sorry. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life. Good morning.
Yeah, so let me give you an example of what happened to me. I work in Nigeria Airways.
Okay.
Do you know what?
No. Eh? No.
Well, they severed us. The money that was supposed to be paid to us, they did not give us our allowance, our dues.
Okay.
Eh? They just severed us and sent us away. Why your guys were embezzling the money then? And that was all granted Nigeria Airways. If they mistakenly paid that money into my account, 8 million, 10 million, that's my fair share.
You will not return it.
Return what?
The money.
I go close you that account, then I open another one.
but you have one BVN, you know.
I have one BVN.
Eh.
So, is it by force to live in Nigeria?
Ha, Oga. Oga, fear God. Fear God. You say, is it by Oga Kini? Oga Kini. Oh, Oga. It's early morning. Don't be hungry.
Relieve your BVS.
Hey!
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning.
Morning. What's your name,
good
sir?
Good morning. My name is Funsho Ajibade.
Funsho, good Funsho. Morning to you.
Yeah. My take on this, this money have every implication. Mm. There's no way you could go with such money, definitely.
Mm.
What kind of lawyer? That the best thing is to refund the money.
Okay. Because it's traceable to you.
You ain't going to do anything with it.
No, but listen, the last caller said he could even leave the country. He's gone.
He will jap her.
He's joking. He knows he's joking. You can't do nothing with somebody else's money.
Okay.
You just have to. If you don't return it willingly,
it will return you.
By force.
Hmm.
Yeah, the money is not yours.
Not yours.
If they fired you, all you could do, like, you don't want to, you know, go back to the company again. You just send the money through the account. Just ask for HR, I'm not interested in coming to your company. You fired me anyway. But send your account and send the money back. That's all.
All right.
You're very decent, man. Very decent.
Thank you.
That's
not
a good Nigerian.
Nigeria for 8 million.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Hey. Stretch to life. Good morning.
That used to be.
Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Sunday. I'm calling from Bariga.
Sunday.
Hello, Sunday.
Yes, sir. Sunday.
See, for me, when you chop a wolf,
at the end of the day,
a wolf will look for you.
Hmm. Hey, this is
if
a wisdom nugget.
Position, yes. And maybe they sack me or they send me packing or whatever happens. They made a mistake, pay some money into my account.
Hmm.
I must surely return it back.
Hmm.
Because person will have the blood of stealing. There is no how.
No redemption.
That stealing is still in his blood.
Blood, yes.
So if you are not believing in stealing, you want to do genuine something that people will even say, oh, forget about. Somebody can even say, forget about that money. So far, you have the mind to return it.
It could have been a test.
Say, oh, that's for you. Yeah. Mm. So when you eat somebody's money, maybe you go and buy a car, build a house, something else happened. Fire incident or accident.
Hmm.
Because it was not out of your own sweat. So I can't do it.
Mm.
Right.
That's all.
Wisdom.
Thank you so much.
Sunday. Thank you for giving us wisdom on Monday.
Very deep.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name?
Good morning.
My name is Michael. Good morning.
Michael, good morning to you. Go ahead. What will you do, Michael?
Ah, bro. They go employ me for house with that too. I'll be working from home. But someone tried that nonsense with me when my wife born, 100K, bam. And after that time, that was when I was paying for discharging.
Yes.
I just reasoned the girl matter. It's like a company.
Yeah.
I just reasoned the woman matter, just send the money back because all that money coming. After that time, if no money coming, I go first use them.
Why? No, but it's not your money.
My wife will not sit at your feet now. Yeah.
But it's not your money.
Yeah, so you first use it.
First
what if you don't have money to pay back?
I borrow.
How you take borrow?
You don't give me the money. I don't use my mouth borrow. And I ain't transfer and borrow.
Hey, but you know, not mistake now.
He saying go first.
What if the person say you won't pay hospital bill now, urgent money?
Not if I not go pay and back.
But for that time, we don't go.
But at that time now, you don't borrow me.
Okay.
But right. You don't die first.
So I'll just tell my HR, I'll say, see you, I'll be working from home. So I'll use it as my salary. I need a new one.
Okay,
all right, thank you for calling.
You're trying to play smart guy
all
now.
Right. Go ahead.
We'd like to take some messages
Let's
on WhatsApp and then we can.
My church mind will not let me spend such money. And so I'd rather return the money. Blessings come from only God. Muhyiddin is your name. What's up, Lagos? Did I hear sacking? For this economy, everything will mistakenly enter my account. Eh? I go mistakenly swallow them. Every mistake is a mistake. I know they pretend though. At least the money go reach me to buy some food stuff for Igbo early morning market tomorrow morning. My name is Afri Gogo from Mabalende. What's up, Lagos? What did you too much? Okay, you just said hi to us. Thank you for that. And lots of messages here. This one said, the messages are dropping in there, jumping on each other. So it says, what's up, Lagos? For me, I will quickly return it. I value my peace of mind than any other thing. My conscience won't allow me keep such money. I will request for the company's account details and return it. I won't send it to the HR's account because he or she might do something funny. I was even laid off in July. I'm still searching for work. Your name is Iria Francis. Francis, you will get a job soon. Grace of God. All right. Another message here says, I'm Chooks from IKD. What's up, Lagos? There is what you call law of karma. I'll return the money because of future. Not Misha, but the generation to come. If nothing happens to you, it might happen to the generation to come. Okay, we have another one here. This one says, please. Okay. Chidebere from Ikotun. Mr. Anthony, did you see my... Okay. Tell the guy and tell him which one is penalty. Okay, this is not for us. It's dropping from yesterday. All right, thank you. So let us know what you think. What will you do? You got fired. They explained to you. You understood. The company was bleeding. Situation really bad. And they had to let you go. And they were going to pay you 1 month in 1 month salary. And when you got the alert, it was 4 months. We're asking, what will you do? How will you treat that situation? Would you just say, thank you, Lord?
Or will you say, go and give testimony in church. My office, not saying well.
Okay.
Brethren!
Praise!
Master Jesus! Amen! You see, my church, I want to let you know that there is a God in heaven.
Hey!
You see, my company laid me off. They promised that they will give me 1 month severance
pay.
But ladies and gentlemen, these people paid me 4 months. Hallelujah!
Miracle!
God will never forsake you.
Amen. May that not be your voice in Jesus' name. May that not be your voice.
Let's
Jesus
go back to the phone Amen. Line. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Wow,
this topic is very, very, very interesting.
All right.
Quickly, I had an experience like this some time ago with a bank.
Okay.
I don't want to. I'm Mr. Williams.
Okay, Mr.
I have an experience.
Yeah.
I went to withdraw from the ATM. I was having 21,000.
All right.
And I withdrew 20,000.
Okay.
He counted and he did not pay. Counted again, did not pay. Counted about three times.
Yeah,
I wanted to hear where that was going. Williams, please call us back.
Call us back. We'll call you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah,
what's up, Lagos?
Go.
What's up, Lagos? Go on.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Imachakwa.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead.
My name is Mr. Bernard from Isolo.
Mr. Bernard, what will you do in that situation?
I have a feeling that something like that.
Okay.
I saw a lot in my phone.
$500,000.
I wake up, I call my wife, what is this? Is it $500,000 or $500,000?
Let's check it well.
You see, you go check. I saw
$500,000.
I said, okay. Let me just keep quiet. Let me know whether any information before I know what to do.
To do with the money.
Before, in the evening that day, I had a call. One number just called me. Please, Mr. Bernard. Mr. Bernard, are you the one? I said, yes. He said, they mistakenly transferred $500,000 to my account. Please, I should transfer the money back to them.
Okay.
I said, I just changed them. I said, hello. He said, Neil, I know the 2 year English very well. I be bricklayer. I do bricklayer for Imo State.
Yeah.
And Lagos I base. They call me from here. You go Imo State. You go do bricklayer.
Yeah.
It's okay. How will you transfer? I should go to. I said no. I know Sabi. Make the thing no go enter another person
account.
Account. Say I know Sabi. The man comes. I beg. Well, okay. Make it come Lagos. I see. If you make I come Lagos. That one go better. If I call, me and you go back, then go do and there. Say anything in English, I know Sabi. To write, me, I know Sabi.
Hi.
Hey.
It's okay. Make I call.
Hey, go.
Say, make I borrow money. And I just work. I come out that day. Okay, see you. I come work. I come dress like.
All right, it's still What's Up Lagos, 3 minutes past hour 11, and it's Monday edition. We end this by 11:30, unlike the other days, Tuesday to Friday. But hey, we're talking this morning about, we dropped this topic, and it's really hot in the air. You were working with this beautiful company. You were dedicated. You did your best. But at the point in time, the company was really, really under a lot of heat, and they needed to let some of the staff go. And you were picked, one of those. And you were called, HR called you and said, hey, guy, sorry, we have to let you go. Not because you don't work hard, but you're just part of the numbers. Sorry. We'll pay you 1 month and you'll be on your way. If there's any opportunity, that's what they normally say, we will call you back. All right? And you go home with your tail between your legs. Okay, I lost my job. And you got the alert, the severance alert, and it was 4 months. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah? What will you do in that circumstance? What will you do in that situation? Would you say, HR, I'm sorry, you guys made a mistake. What's wrong with you guys? Please send me the company account. I need to send back 3 months' salary. Or would you just say, praising the Lord always?
Because the company probably had a change of heart and they thought about all the good things I've done for them. And so they decided to add, three extra months.
All right, so let's know what you will do. 0700-993-993-993 is the only functional number. 0700-993-993. 993-993. All right, we'll get to the messages before we go to the phone lines. This is Omo. That money here, I no go do anything with them. Instead, look for the owner and pay back with evidence. Henshaw from Aja, which owner? You know who paid you the money. What's up, Lagos? My name is Kennedy. I was once overpaid in the bank, but I returned it. Okay. Messages here, lots of them. What's up, Lagos? Stretch and Marianne. You guys are clowns. Ouch. All right. Thank you anyway.
So I bath and come here and you call me
clown. I come
clown.
Here dressed up and you call me a clown. Thank you for the compliment. All right. My name is Abayomi from Lombardy. I want to make an inquiry about advert placement and content creation. All right. I'll reply your message in a bit. All right. Good morning, R&B. Okay, this is another person.
It's not for us. You are sending that message to somebody else. Maybe you are trying to order banga soup. Back to the phone line, 0700-993-993-993-993. We'd like to hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
Morning. What's your name? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life. Good morning.
What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Olaomi Alabi. I'm calling from Lagos.
Olaomi, welcome to the show. What will you do, Olaomi? Say the truth and let the devil be
ashamed. Yeah, I actually had a personal experience some 15 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I started on this job as a contract staff. So in less than 3 months, I became a full staff of the company.
Okay.
And I couldn't do anything about my previous agency account. Only for me to get notified after about 6 months, actually 6 months, that somebody saw my agency account pay slip, and the person brought it to me. All for me to see that my salary was still being paid into my agency account.
Yeah.
For that 6 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I was really confused. All I did was to go and withdraw the money and keep it to HR. They were actually shocked that I returned the money.
Wow.
At that time. But I've been in the company for 16 years. So
that's awesome.
The best thing to do. Good man. Good man.
Nice one.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry about that.
You know what I'll do? I'll return the money and I'll add my own money to it too.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
I return it and I add money.
Okay, nobody's home.
Interest. I'll put money for
keep
the
quiet. Yet. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
You don't know me. You don't know me. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
I'm Bros Kini.
You are Bros what?
Bros Kini, you're calling from Abeokuta.
Bros, is that your name?
Stevie, I'm Stevie.
Are you in church? It's where you are church, Bro Stevie.
Bro Stevie.
Oh, yeah, Bro Stevie, go ahead.
Yes, I really enjoy the program.
Thank you, bro.
So, yes, there's one thing that we cannot forget, that there is a record in heaven. So no matter what condition, we should not try to sell our bad life like so when you do, at the end of it, you meet it in heaven, and it will be
the last time. You can, no time of repentance.
Hmm. But Stephen, but you're the only one that. Mean, but Stephen, sorry, yeah. There are people that don't believe in heaven. So those people won't come.
And those people, Bible called them fools. Bible says, fool always say there's no God.
There is...
So people that didn't do that, mm. but at the end of it, they will meet God at the last time.
Mm.
So their own right time is to know the right thing at the right time.
Okay. Stephen, God bless
thank you,
you
very
thank
much.
You
good
calling.
Morning. Oh, dear.
Thank
sorry
you,
about
Stephen.
That. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
She's where with you, Bro Stephen.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey. Stretch to life. Good morning.
What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Steve, how are you this
Another
morning?
Steve.
I'm fine, my bro.
Oh, yeah. Steve, tell us now.
I
what
think,
did you do?
I think that experience, I had it 2 years ago.
Okay.
Immediately, I dropped my resignation letter. And after that, my salary was paid. But the only thing I do is that I call the company and I need them to know that you've made a little mistake. You've paid my salary for this month. But it was quite unfortunately true. I'm servicing a loan into that salary account. Yeah. And immediately the money entered, bank creditor did it.
Hey,
you understand that? I'm owing you people and I will call back. I'll pay back your money and I send them pay officially.
Okay.
That this is what is happening. This is it. By so time, I'll make your payment back.
Okay, but
that's what I did.
Oh.
Ah, you did. Good man.
Hey,
good
wonderful man. You just
good
behave,
man.
You behave like
shekere
me.
For you. Shekere,
behave
shekere.
Like me. The same way I would have behaved. Mm. I would have even added money to the
mm-hmm.
company. That's how I behave, with
mm-hmm.
interest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in the company.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need it.
Hello, good morning. It's all this stretch nonsense that is causing this. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Stretch to life.
Emeka is my name.
Amy.
Emeka.
All right, Emeka, what will you do in that situation?
In the first place, how many months salary am I entitled to?
One. Ofu.
No, now. If check a length of service. Okay, actually, if I am entitled to 1 month's salary and they erroneously paid in
four months'
salary,
mm.
well, we are human beings. Nobody is above mistake. The best thing is to return the 3 months extra.
Yes.
Listen, you never can tell where life leads to tomorrow.
Mm.
That they made you off is not because they want to be wicked on you,
mm.
but because they don't want to start owing you at the end of the month they owe you.
Mm.
They are not a federal government that owes.
Mm.
As a result, they
don't
want
don't
to be
that. Government like that.
This we can't do any further.
Mm.
Let's just end it
then
here. Tomorrow, if things get better, they might equally call you back.
Call you back.
Mm.
We not thinking like that.
Mm. You return the money completely.
Very good, Emeka. I like
Emeka,
you. I like
you,
so Emeka.
Much.
You are
yes.
making us think deep. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call us. And for those of you who are what just joining us and you're wondering what we're talking about, for example, we're painting a picture here. You worked at a company for so long, and then of course with the bad situation of the economy, people losing their jobs, the crashing of the dollar, rather the crashing of the naira, the downturn in the economy. The company says, you know what, we're bleeding and we need to let some people go. And so they give you your love letter and say, don't worry, we'll give you 1 month, severance package. That's what you're entitled to due to the sad situation and circumstances. And then, you know, it's not a good thing, but you say thank you. And on the day that your money comes into your account, you're hoping for 1 month. Don't forget, it's a month.
Yeah.
But then you see 4 months.
4 months. Ting, 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 ting. That's alarm, not alert.
What would you do?
Think about it. You don't have a job.
What would you do? They just laid
you
off.
You have a job at that point.
So your mind is going in 10,000 directions, thinking of how you're going to survive.
Are you
going to
think, no, Rime?
Are you going to go to church and give testimony? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh dear, sorry. Please call us back if that was you.
God,
hello,
you
good
for
morning.
My Dorime.
Yeah. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's up, Lagos? Yes, alive.
Yes.
Okay, you talk and I'll answer. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah,
what's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Festus. I'm calling from.
Festus, are you sleeping?
Festus, touch your belly button. Touch your belly button. You talk louder.
Okay. My name is Festus. I'm calling.
You see,
from
it
Festus.
Worked. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead, Festus.
Yeah, I'll return the money.
Why?
All right. Yeah, because you don't know. Now, if you don't return that money, you don't know why they send the money.
Mistake.
At the first place.
Mistake.
Okay, you said it's a mistake. Okay, if you return the money, they might call you back. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if you run with the money, there will be a problem because they will look for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't save the money in the bank. How can you do a successful business without owning a bank?
Mm-hmm.
The bank accounts, rather.
Yeah.
So, anybody that tells you that there's nothing wrong with the money, they don't know where it's staying or it's going.
Okay, Festus.
All right, Festus. Thanks for
calling
in.
Thank you for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Is someone there?
Nobody's home. Nobody's
all right.
Home. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? The lines are jamming.
0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir. What's up, Lagos?
Yes,
Kene,
my name.
What's up, Lagos, to you? Mwa.
What's up, Lagos?
It's ya. All right, Kene, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Kene. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
All right, Kene, okay. Go ahead.
Yes, if I am in that position, first of all, I will return the money. My reason is this. In the first place, if you return that money, they might see you as a good Samaritan. Even if you have ulterior motive behind you, they might see you as a good Samaritan and call you back.
Mm.
Secondly,
might.
Hello?
Yes, we're listening.
Yes.
Yes. Secondly, you know, if you are with that money, number one, remember you are looking for job. You are looking for favor here and there. If you don't get favor easily, your mind will still be pricking you that it might be as a result of the money you are holding
chopped,
down to.
I chopped it. That money
you understand
chopped.
Me? So your mind will not be settled in the first place. So the best bet is to return the money and pray to God, hopefully that God will answer you. And if you are with the money, your mind will still be telling you that your answer might be delayed due to the sin that you've committed, holding on to money that is not yours.
This is assuming you have conscience.
And this is also assuming that you're a man of faith.
That's exactly how I will look at it. And currently, I'm in that situation.
Okay.
Even though, yes, I'm in that situation for over, December 23rd, while others we are preparing for Christmas and all that, we've actually booked for rice, all that.
Oh.
And on December 23rd, we were handed over a letter, called a redundancy letter, whatever they call it.
Wow.
Up to now, we are still searching for jobs. And in my own situation, I was like, I don't even need to search for job. I have a fish farm that I'm running. You know, what I need to do is to invest more money there and fix it and see what comes out of it. And as God will have it, it was doing well. Until about 3 months ago that we had a flood here and there. Flood swept every damn thing.
Whoa.
From A to Z.
Whoa.
We're so sorry.
Yes.
That
is the situation. Currently, because then I was like, I don't even need to look for a job. But as it stands now, since I don't have one naira to even survive with the family, I have to start looking for a job. And for job is not forthcoming. Assuming something like that happened and I was holding on to the money, my mind might be telling me that.
That's why you've not.
Even with the flooding, you would have thought that, maybe that's the hand
God
of
is punishing
God or something.
Exactly. Sending flood the way he sent to Noah.
Thank you very much for calling. He's given a lot of perspective to this, you know, because we're very, very spiritual and superstitious people. So,
you know, but you'll be checking it. What did I do wrong? This flood.
You don't remember that?
Noah's ark. God is showing me that I stole money. Father Lord, I'm sorry.
We still got a few messages. Let's do that.
We got a couple, and let's see what they say. What's up, Lagos? I will definitely return the money. My integrity matters most. Emmanuel SP from Ikorodu. And this is Fidel. Your name is Fidel, right? I hope I got that. Yeah, I'll return the money completely. As a human being, we are supposed to do the right thing in all we do to avoid nemesis catching up with us in the future. There are scenarios where I got a new job and one of the requirements was that they are going to call my previous company to confirm if I really worked there. if I had wronged anyone there, I believe they were going to tarnish my image and profile.
Of course, your chances would have been
blocked. Thank you. Ishola from Lagos Island, please don't you Nigerians always have a conscience on Monday? Please ask them this same question on Tuesday. Okay, Nigerians have always have a conscience on Monday. Ask them this question on Thursday and see the shocking reply you will get. As for me, I go chop the money and assume it's my pension fee. Whoa.
Pension call, pension.
We're never retired. Like the part where they said that on Thursday, Nigerians will act differently.
Yes. So we wake up from with the conscience from, you know, church on Sunday,
yes,
or the mosque on Friday. You know, we're very good.
Thursday, we're about to do man.
Thursday, we're just like, if I hear.
Mm? What's up, Lagos? 11:23 on the clock, and remember, 11:30 will be.
Why are you sounding like
here
an Agbero?
When I say, what's Agbero?
Agbero is like.
You make it sound like it's something in the Oxford English Learner Dictionary.
It might be there.
It's a Yoruba word called Agbero.
Yeah,
Agbero is somebody that calls passengers.
Agbero.
Yeah, that's what it is. So yeah. Why do you think I'm sounding like one? Because I said, what's up, Lagos?
Because there's her.
No, they don't own that.
And I know somebody that sounds like that.
Okay.
We got to go, Lagos. Unfortunately, our time is fast spent, but we always have a good time, a fun-filled time. And we're bringing you double the fun tomorrow on What's Up, Lagos. By then, I will get all the energy. But I will not sound like an Agbero. Agbero. Anyway, don't forget you can follow Nigeria Info on all our socials. So go on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Look for 99.3 on Facebook. On Instagram, it's Nigeria Info FM Lagos, and on Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info FM. All right. And don't forget you can follow me on all my socials. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter. It's at MIMIEYO, and you can find Mary Andrew Cocone everywhere else.
You can check me out on Instagram, Stretch Original, Stretch Original, one word. All right, follow me, I will follow you back. And if you're on Twitter, good, let's do that. Stretch Cool, Stretch Cool, one word. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, grace of God. I have an appointment later in the week, I'll tell you about it.
Hey, the thunder.
Thunder, you mean?
The thunder. Hey, we're gonna be fighting soon.
Yes. You know how we fight and we make up.
I'm gonna serve you papers.
You know, the makeup fight is the best kind of fight.
Guys, we love you. We love you, Lagos. We'll be back tomorrow with so much fun on What's Up, Lagos. I'm Mary Anna Cone.
And I'm Stretch, Stretch. Take care. Have yourself a wonderful Monday.